And welcome to Season 9, Episode 38 of Swimming with the Fish. I am Crutch, once again blessed as all get out to be here with the Chief and the Goon. Chief, how are things down in sunny Texas?
They're going to be great once I take these tablets of Benedictum and...
Benedictum? That sounds almost like something you should do at church.
Well, it's a combination. It's Benadryl.
And prayer.
Yeah.
And Benedictine.
So I always wondered where Benadryl came from. So the Benedictines did it. Got it. Okay.
Right.
Or is that Bactine? Do you remember Bactine?
I do. Helps the hurt stop hurting.
Wow. He remembers the tagline. Oh, so the allergies are acting up, by Chief?
Yes. But thankfully, there's only like 1 to 2 more weeks of this nonsense, and then I will be free, and I shall burn every last bush that has caused me pain.
There will be a great reckoning amongst the plants.
Yes. I don't have to say, go burn in a fire, for I shall be the fire and make them burn.
Make sure when you're done, you spit on their grave.
Absolutely. It's our theme tonight. Things we don't like, spit on their grave.
There have been a lot of graves I've been wanting to spit on.
The goose is agitated.
In just a little. Agitated.
I mean, besides that.
You know, okay, not really wanting to be unemployed Wednesday, but our elected life forms don't seem to be able to get their collective heads out of their collective butts.
Have you seen what the stickler is?
$1.5 trillion in goof-off spending.
Right.
Be more specific, sir.
Oh, okay. I read some stuff today. And so we want to spend money on healthcare for people who shouldn't be in the country.
We don't want to spend money on this. I'm sorry. One party wants to spend the money on this, led by Chuck Schumer.
Literally, the living embodiment of the Crypt Keeper. If he bends any farther over, he'll be able to see his knees. But anyway, yeah. What else are they spending the money on? There was a bunch of other dumb stuff.
That is the key. That key thing is the poison pill for this bill.
Right. And I would love to see ads 24/7, all during the shutdown, however long time it takes. Yes, this shutdown brought to you by people who want to spend money on people who shouldn't be here. Ta-da.
Yeah.
$1.5 trillion, because we have that in the couch cushions, I guess. I don't know.
I could give you the coins out of the van.
Well, and you know, if you see in my car, we could get a lot closer just taking the money out of my car.
The Deadpool
they hold in my van. Car together is the money.
Are we going to take the Deadpool van this weekend?
We might have to.
Okay.
Yes. Oh shoot, that reminds me, I have to send an email to your young intrepid nascent. Renfair goer. He told me this is his first time.
Yes.
So yes. We're going to the Renfair this weekend.
I deduce this.
Yeah.
With many of the people that I work with.
Right. I'm the ninth wheel. And I think there's 9 of us going, right? Yeah,
right, but you're going to get to meet the intern, the staff writer.
Yes.
He has given us very many good and some inappropriate ideas.
Well, good and inappropriate don't necessarily, you know, there is a Venn diagram there. I'm just saying.
It kind of works on this show. Just saying.
The cat lady shall be there.
Oh, really?
I don't know if you'll recognize her.
Because, you know, unfortunately, it's been so long, she could walk right by me. I wouldn't know.
That's probably going to happen.
I'm pretty sure I'll walk right by her and she won't know it's me because I'll have a helmet on.
Well, That may be to your advantage since she no longer identifies as a she.
Oh, that's a shame. She was a lovely soul.
Yep.
Now she's an aminal. Was she representing? Well, is she a twig now? Or she's a cat, right?
Yes.
They ask me why I read the DSM-9.
What good did it do?
It might as well be put in the fiction section of the library at this point.
Exactly.
Yeah. For those of you who don't know what the DSM-9 is, it is a book that lists all kinds of psychological maladies, or as we now refer to them, everyday stuff. Because, well, you know, it's you know, it's no longer a malady. It's supposed to be precious and everybody's living their true self. And I'm gagging on this crap. Sorry. I didn't mean to go down this road, but it's been that kind of week.
Yeah, it has been.
When people get shot at, you start to have less filters. You know.
What's the solution? Well, listen, this violence is escalating, and I believe that we're being prepped to deal with the violence, because sooner or later, there's only going to be one solution. Well, maybe two if you count spitting on their graves.
Oh, that's not a solution.
Nobody uses a Greek denouement.
It's an excellent act of disrespect.
Absolutely. Or in some cases, digging them up and just spitting directly on them. So, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not really interested in that. The grave will do.
Okay.
I have plenty of saliva from eating all those pierogies.
Yeah, buddy.
What was that? If you remember the quote from Indiana Jones, would you like some water? I would rather spit in your face. But seeing as how I haven't got any spit.
From Indiana Jones? Which movie was that?
Yes, that was The Last Crusade.
Oh.
And that would be...
Oh, the crazy guy.
Well, the one who got lost in his own museum, as it was stated.
Yes. Yes, the... The also good lines from that movie are Nazis. I hate these guys.
That was the first one, right?
Wasn't it all of them?
You know, it might have been, because it's when they found him in the basement of the castle. You may be right on that one. I can't remember which one that was, but it was one of the three. There only being three Indiana Jones movies.
Yeah. You know, the funny thing is there's a line in Big Bang Theory, where they Sheldon's girlfriend basically tells Sheldon that his favorite movie, that the main character Indiana Jones is actually not necessary, pointless to the movie, because the Nazis still get the Ark, and the Nazis die because of the Ark, and the Ark still ends up in government hands. And Indiana Jones had no effect on any part of the story. And you sit there and you think and you go, yeah, it's true. It's like, if he hadn't been in the movie, everything else would have happened just the same way.
So he dumped her, right?
No, but see, and that is the who would tell the tale. It would just be lots of dead people and no one knows why.
Well, that's true. So he's the narrator.
Yeah, this is...
It's important.
The problem with the current state of what happened to The Walking Dead.
There's a problem with it?
Well, besides the unrealistic parts, you know, the biggest thing was who told the story? Whose eyes are these through?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. They got rid of one of the main characters, didn't they?
They got rid of all the main characters.
Really?
Yeah, I mean...
That's tough. That's even more Games of Thrones than Game of Thrones.
Kind of changes the narrative.
Yeah.
So it was supposed to be through the eyes of Carl, who's Rick's son. Mm-hmm. But he had a contract dispute. So no more Carl.
No more Carl.
Paramount's disease that happened to Kirstie Alley.
Mm-hmm.
I think I deserve more money. I think we'll get somebody else.
So then, you know, it was supposed to be through Rick, but then they got rid of Rick. Then it was like, well, who's going to be left at the end of, you know, the culling?
They're dead.
Yeah, they got rid of so many people that they had to bring them back in miniseries because they were like, they just, you see him look up and then it's kind of like what happened in Mr. Robot. You remember in Mr. Robot, and I'm not talking about Elliot, but the Danish dude. You see him open a box and light comes out and like, well, never hear from him again.
And that would have to happen.
What was in the box? Do you want to explain any of these things? Like, no, I don't think I will.
Thank you, Captain America.
And the writers who think this stuff up? Yeah. You know what they deserve. Do I have to say it every time?
Mm-hmm. You're going to spit on the grave?
Grave spitting, yep.
Grave spitting.
Politicians, especially politicians.
So what are your plans for Wednesday and Thursday and Friday? Because you know it's going to go until the weekend.
I'll be looking for a new job.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Would you like me to introduce you to the world of passive income?
We may have
to. Is there a slideshow? Do I have to use a PowerPoint?
We may have to talk. Yeah, because I'm, look.
We're too old for this stuff. Go ahead and say it, Goon.
I'm too fed up. I'm fed up with the idiocy.
It is. It is.
What did your boss say today? What your
My boss, has got a way with words. Let's just leave it at that. Okay. As I quickly get over into my work email because he put it really, 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 really well.
He did.
And you know,
he even motivated me, and I don't even work for him.
Oh, let's see here. There's his folder. Okay, so here he is. All. I'm not making any bets whether the government will shut down because I just can't predict stupid.
There you go.
Since this is old hat by now, please refer to the emails I sent the last time we went through this. Nothing really has changed. And yada, yada, yada. But yeah, because he can't predict stupid. It's bad for you even trying. It gives you agita and all that other stuff.
It does. It's pointless.
Yes. So, but
have you tried yelling at a wall?
I've heard it's about as effective. Yes, sir.
Yeah, this is where we're at. I'm glad he still realizes it. What I don't understand is why the work continues. Like if I worked at a car dealership, and they just decided, hey, we're just not going to pay people anymore, I would no longer work at the dealership.
Well, I mean, as far as I know, they're paying me tomorrow, so I'm going to go in.
They're paying tomorrow, but they're not paying you Wednesday. And you're never going to get that money back.
Nope.
But your government counterparts are going to get the money.
Oh, absolutely.
And they were they've been talking about it in front of me. And I said, you understand.
There might, oh boy. So, my friends in the government, who are probably connected differently than the folks that were speaking in front of you, were stating that the higher ups are using this as a way to get rid of more people. There's a good chance that those who are on furlough will not only not get back pay, but
they won't come back.
Yes, exactly.
Like I come back and okay, so my team is split right down the middle. We're 3-3. And what you're telling me is I'm gonna come back and it's just gonna be the contractors.
No, it's this could be another reason for Hexeth. You will be an army of one.
Great.
I did order Hurricane ordered me a Department of War t-shirt.
Oh no. Nice.
And if it comes I'll wear it to the event on Sunday.
Is there a logo change?
I don't know. This one had a tough-looking eagle on it with warrior and it's something.
Okay.
I'll see if I can find it while we're talking.
Yeah. Yes. We work for the War Department. God, it sounds so 50s.
You mean back when it was called that?
Yes. Yes. I feel like I should be wearing a tweed suit and a white shirt and a black tie and a fedora to work. That would be a look. That would actually be a look.
It would be a look, yeah. Yes. Is it something that you could pull off?
Well, no.
Why not? I have faith that you have the ability to do
that. I can wear a suit. I actually, you know, even as big as I am, I, you know, if I've got a good, you know, good tailored suit, I can look decent. Yeah. But.
Yeah, no.
I will be wearing a suit this. Oh, that's a cool shirt. Okay. I will include that picture. That's a cool shirt. Yeah, no, I actually have to wear a suit this weekend. My wife's niece is getting married. And we're all very happy for her. And
which one is it? Is it the one that we go exercising with you?
No. This is the one who is my wife's cousin's kid who lived with us for 10 months while she was going to college in Baltimore.
All right, wait a minute. How's that niece then?
Because in the Filipino culture, they don't use the word cousin all that much. Right. Anybody who is your parents' age is an auntie or an uncle. Anybody who is your kid's age is a niece or a nephew.
Okay. That can get incestuous really quick.
Well, it also just makes it a little bit easier brain-wise. I don't have to, you know, because, you know, the English, we came up with, you know, the once removed and twice removed crap, which is, you know, bizarre.
Indeed.
Indeed. He's your first cousin once removed. Removed from what?
The family.
I know, really.
Here is one that we cannot post that's inappropriate.
What's that? Oh, you mean the shirts?
Yeah.
That shirt's perfectly appropriate. I'm going to.
Does it come with the tattoos? Or is that separate?
No, the tattoos are separate, but the second one with the president is a little inappropriate.
I'm not sure I got that one.
Yeah, because he didn't send it. Because he's old.
Good job.
This is.
There's my response.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we probably shouldn't do that one. Yeah, because that basically means I'm 11. What?
It's exactly. You're number one twice.
Thanks. Oh God.
What? I don't know what's going to happen in 3.5 years.
See, now I'm worried because usually you do know what's going to happen.
The bar has been set at such. You know, they turned it up to 11, And then they tried to bring it back down, and then they just broke the knob off, which is where we are at right now. There can't be another person like this because, number one, the country can't take it. Number two, no one acts like the person that we have right now.
But, you know, in his own way, I appreciate the way the number two guy acts. He has been a pleasant surprise. Usually you don't expect much from the Veep. I like this one. This one has that, well, okay, you know, being a Marine doesn't hurt. But he has that I really don't give a crap attitude towards, you know, he doesn't suffer fools greatly. How's that? That's a nice way to put it.
Yeah, but he's still got a lot of hillbilly.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. Actually.
Yeah, that works for me. That's fine.
Maybe a little less, urban nuance and you know, metropolitan joie de vivre is good. A little less of that would.
What was them foreign words you were speaking there?
Exactly. For? There you go. See.
This is America, baby.
He's just down to earth.
You speak English here in America.
Salt of the earth.
I am wondering, because we're talking about salt of the earth and America.
America.
The person who sued a podcaster in the state of Delaware.
Huh?
Was
I don't like where this is going.
Was supposed to give undeniable truth.
Mm-hmm.
Or facts that they were born female.
Oh, lordy, lord.
Did that happen?
I don't know. Where would he, I mean, she get the evidence?
I really want to see it. Okay, so here's the thing.
You might want to give a little context, because we're laughing because we're familiar with, but that's because we're news junkies and policy wonks.
All right.
Or so whatever that was.
That was the mic getting closer so that I can get stuck.
You're gonna listen to your forehead.
Yeah, you're not supposed to let it hit your forehead, man.
To begin this rant, we must.
Dude, I'm hit myself with a shoe.
I don't know what you're talking about, but
never watched Fast Times at Ridgemont High, right?
I was a kid when that came out, and
case but cold.
Because it had things, I've never seen all of it. I've
okay,
seen
it. Yeah. There's one scene where the guy is so wasted he's hitting himself in the head with a shoe with absolutely no effect.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, go ahead. Candace Owens has decided, with all available information, she has no reason to believe that the president of France's spouse,
the First Lady of France.
Was born a female.
Ooh.
And there's.
Oh, wow. Ooh. That's some fighting words.
So she said she will easily and quickly recant if evidence is given. Mm-hmm. Evidence was not given.
So there you go.
More evidence was given. Stating the otherwise. So,
oh man,
there's a lawsuit. Now, that family has kids. Those kids haven't come out and said anything.
How do you nod to my mother?
I don't understand why. I don't understand why that is. That is something so simple to state.
Do you think, right?
Show. There's so many things that could show it, and yet they don't. So that is why I'm waiting to see what happens, because this may be the discovery that you never wanted.
Things I don't need to know in my life.
And I need to know, you know, much like whether 5 or 6 bullets were shot, I got to know.
Now, there's a good reference. That's from a movie that's almost older than you.
The only reason I know it is because you said it and I had to look it up.
Okay.
Yep. It's a great scene. I got to know.
I got to know.
Okay.
Yep. But I would never want to know that way.
Yeah. Well, if that wasn't just the most blatant version of foreshadowing, the movie ends too.
Yeah. Best not to be asking Inspector Callahan, then.
Yeah.
Which reminds me, the new Naked Gun movie.
Yes, with Liam Neeson in the role that was made famous by
Leslie Nielsen.
We went from Nielsen to Neeson. That's a mouthful.
Did you see it?
I did not, but Showcat says she's going to like it.
Yes.
She came in here talking. Oh, okay.
So, they did not modernize it. It is as dumb as the originals.
Outstanding.
They don't like he's driving and someone just hands him a hot dog through the window as he's driving. Okay. And he keeps pretending like he's driving, even though that's great stuff. Okay, it's like I don't care. The rules don't apply,
and it has all the stupid lines in it.
Oh yeah, it's a he's
it's one long dad joke.
Yeah, he's introducing himself. You know, like what Frank Drennan or something. He's like, oh, that's my name too. You know, it's like just dull, but it is so great.
This man needs a hospital. Doctor, what is it? It's a big building with lots of patients, but there's no time for that now.
Yes, it is. And even Pam Anderson's in it. And I didn't recognize her because the surgeries have taken their toll.
And she's not wearing as much makeup and all the other. She's going a little more natural.
But still, the deliveries are there. So
that's awesome.
So they just go back and forth. He never raises his voice. It's the same deadpan stuff. And he just looks menacingly at people as he says the dumb things.
Is it a great we go from a guy with a certain set of skills that everybody's absolutely terrified to an absolute noob? Okay. That's a range of ability there.
There you go.
Yeah.
Earning his pay. So, I have a McDonald's story that can tell you about some people that earned their pay and others that, well, did not.
Please share.
So there I was Friday, filling up the Deadpool van with gas, checking the oil, doing all those things one does at the gas station after a hard day's work. And I decided, you know, I'm a little hungry. I would very much like one of those McDonald's snack wrap. Yeah. Because they just brought them back and I used to like them and I hadn't had one yet. So I looked on my app while I was waiting for the car to fill. And I found out that they had a special deal. $5, you get a snack wrap, a small drink, and a small fry.
That's a good deal.
Yeah, and I thought, well, I didn't really want all of that, but it's a good deal, and that'll be fine. So I order it, and then I finish filling the car, drive across the street to the Mickey D's, get in line, and they tell me, oh, well, that thing that you saw isn't available anymore, so we're going to cancel your order.
Like the order?
Yeah. And I drive up to the window, and the drooling zombie there at the window says, well, make sure your thing gets canceled, which I can't do because they've already taken my Apple Pay. You know, back when I was at the gas station and I ordered it. But I'm like, okay. And I drive and did you want anything else? No. And I drove away
from you.
And when I got home, I was agitated.
Mm-hmm.
So I called and talked to the manager, who was like, well, can you come back tonight? No, I don't want to drive all the way back there. We'll come back after work on Monday. And our manager will be here and we'll fix you up.
Mm-hmm.
Which is what the zombie at the drive-thru should have said.
Right.
And then it turned out an hour later, I got a cancellation notice. Hey, something went wrong with your order. You didn't pick it up. It timed out. We're refunding your money.
Ah.
Okay, the good news was it went through Apple Pay, and it happened quickly enough that it never got to my bank.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, well, okay. Mm-hmm. So the next day, I was hungry again.
I've heard that happens daily.
Yeah, and I decided, you know what? I'm missing not getting that treat. I'll go to my local McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
I find the same deal. I order it. The exact same thing happens.
Mm-hmm.
So, hey, something's wrong with the app, right?
Sure.
They got morons programming the app.
Hey.
But at the local McDonald's, they said, we're very sorry this happened. Here's what's going to happen. It'll time out and you'll get your money back. Now, We'll honor the price if you'd like to, if you don't mind paying us twice for about the hour it takes to time out.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, okay. And I ordered it. I went on my way. It timed out. Everything worked fine.
Mm-hmm.
Customer service and no customer service.
Right.
And I had my charisma full on with the first guy.
This is maybe the difference between Maryland and Texas.
Hmm.
If you're talking about the golden snack wrap, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So over here, it is two of those large fry, large drink for $10 or nine something.
Okay. Okay.
And I went in and I ordered and it said, give a number. And I was like, I don't know what number to give. And the person, and I asked the person behind the counter and he says, are you here from DoorDash? And I go, nope, I'm trying to order something. And they gave me the number. And then they said, oh, we're sorry for that. Here's all the food. Would you like anything else? What sauce?
Mm-hmm. Here's all the food.
Yes.
All the soda belonged to you.
And I ate it, and I'm not sure what I ate because I haven't had McDonald's in so long. And my body had said, you're going to pay for that, sir. You got 30 minutes. So
you have your own version of DoorDash now. Yeah. Well, it's a bathroom door, right?
But it's just amazing because I know the deal that you were speaking about, and me being me, I had to get the largest version possible of it, and
shot
double, and I don't know if that was food or not. You know, I just
I'm not sure there was any actual food in it. It was tasty though.
Right.
I'm not.
That's half the board. Yeah.
I don't know what tasty is. That's
and as my treat to myself, I also got a Dr. Pepper, which right now Yankee Swamp Fox is shaking his head ruefully.
Ruefully.
Because he knows I'm not supposed to have, you know, sugared soft drinks, but every once in a while I get one.
I know.
So just have you learned that there's a thing that is happening now on YouTube, and I don't know if it's true or not, but it's ways to reverse all these maladies that have come about in the 21st century.
Yeah, stop eating processed foods.
Well, no, it's how to reverse type 2 diabetes, how to reverse, you know, certain things with your eyes, with your hair, all these things. Mm-hmm.
I have seen some of those, and I don't know what to think.
Yes.
They haven't been approved by the FDA.
Yeah, but see, I can't trust them because they approved gender reassignment.
Right. Yeah, I know. It's not necessarily a bad thing that they haven't been
approved. And the vaccines.
Right.
Yeah, so.
Get the jab.
Their word means nothing. But
they also told me to wear your mask, which was uniquely ineffective.
Right.
And they're
forced me to sit in a cubicle with a shower curtain because the virus can't go above 5.5 feet, apparently.
Man, it'll go right over your head, bro. I had to. I'm sorry.
Wow.
I'm sorry. I had to.
You were expecting that from me, weren't you?
I did. The thing is, if it's true, that means that all these things, the person that I was watching does have their PhD in medicine.
That helps.
And they were explaining things that you can take at night, regular foods that act similar to Ozempic, things that you can take that naturally reduce cortisol, which I know you had taken. Like ashwagandha, crushed black pepper. There, and it's just like, if this is all fake, how is it still being sold? Why is there no like community moderator labels on? Oh, you know, you could be causing actual harm But then you look.
Okay. Did you happen to see the Tylenol story? You've told me
the person who died, or
well, you know, if you, the mere mention of the fact that Tylenol might actually be bad for you if you're pregnant, like almost everything is when you're pregnant, there was all of a sudden this hue and cry amongst people going, "You're crazy," and I'm like, "Where is that all coming from?" Well, you know that there's a whole bunch of people that have a vested interest in people using Tylenol. With everything in the universe, follow the money.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that's why there's no moderation. It's because there's a lot of money invested in not being monitored.
Big pharma.
There you go.
Well,
and now we're all doomed.
I'm going to test one of these things.
What are you going to do?
So we're going to see. I don't have the type 1 or 2 diabetes.
But I'm pre-diabetic, sort of, mostly.
What are
we trying? I want to be a part of the experiment.
I do have a follicular problem on the top of my head. So
I'm with you there.
It is.
Are you getting the helmet?
No, it is zinc. It is D3. Is a lack of carbohydrates, and that's it.
So no carbs. Take the vitamin D.
D3.
It is
okay. It'll get converted into the type of D your body uses.
Got it.
It is 10,000 IU of D3, and it is 25 milligrams of zinc.
Okay. And cut out carbs.
Yes.
Man, if that would start growing some foliage up there, I'd be a happy man.
I'm going to shave my head tomorrow.
Who what?
And then I'm going to go on this and I'm going to see what happens.
Here's a man who's committed.
I don't have that kind of commitment.
Yeah, well, see, here's the thing. The only people who see me are called chickens, and I don't go anywhere. I don't do anything.
I'm pretty sure the Siberian Express is going to go, "Where'd your hair go?"
The way that the I'm going to tell her tonight that this is my plan.
This is a good idea to tell her ahead of time. This should not be a surprise for anyone like her. That's how you wake up dead.
Yeah, we don't want you to wake up dead.
We don't like the women who stab, stab, stab.
I think it would be more fair if she didn't notice.
Yeah. We like them girls that don't stab. Don't stab.
Oh, man.
I wear a cowboy hat anyway, so.
Oh. But, so you're gonna do the Ron Howard thing and just hide under a hat for a long period of time.
It says it'll take 3 months. 3 months to repair damage. And what is it? It's
the carbs thing is going to be the toughest part for me, coming from, you know, a wife whose culture lives with noodles, and my side that lives with noodles. And
well, the problem is bread. You would have to look at every carb, because you can't have any enriched flour based product, because the way that they enrich the wheat germ is what causes the bodily problem. Apparently, inflammation, scarring, and an excess level of DHT, which your body produces naturally, but due to the inflammation and stuff, that is what can cause it. Oh, I did forget one thing. I'm changing my shampoo to one that contains rosemary oil to help with inflammation. So
wow, that actually sounds pretty good.
So, I will be the guinea pig, because Pioneer.
You're the pioneer. It's the same job as guinea pig, but you have a nice warm feeling inside.
Yep. Yes. Jump first, look later. That's the motto.
Okay.
If this works,
yeah,
then I will have a story to tell. And if it doesn't work, I will also have a story to tell. Either way, stories shall be told about this.
Okay, so this is, let's see, we're in episode 38 plus, what'd you say, 3 months?
Yeah.
So around episode 50, around the end of the year. There you go.
Yep. We do this for all of you.
That's right. The chief is going to shave his head for you guys. Isn't that awesome?
Yep. The things we do for our loyal listeners.
Very that's true. We do because we care here at Swimming with the Fish. Right.
Yeah.
If it works, we will not spit on your grave.
No.
No.
Some of you others, though.
Yeah.
May not be so lucky.
I did have one story that I really wanted to get to because I thought it was funny and it was karmic. And it brings out one of my favorite people to pick on. And that would be Greta Thunberg.
Oh my poor goodness.
Greta. Greta got on yet another flotilla of anti-Semites and headed towards Gaza once again.
That's right. The selfie flotilla.
The selfie flotilla. Right. And this time, somewhere along the road, someone hacked their entire
account. Someone can say who it was.
Wasn't me.
Radios.
I have to commend whoever did it.
If it was you, you couldn't tell us anyway. So
there's that too. Yeah. So apparently.
Wasn't me either.
Apparently. She, her flotilla's comm system was hacked and all
the radios, everything.
Yeah. Were replaced with an endless playing of ABBA. Specifically from what I hear, Dancing Queen.
Yes, I believe it was Dancing Queen.
And Greta is frozen country as ABBA.
It would be Sweden. That's Sweden. That's where the annoying little girl is from.
Well, not that they want to advertise that fact.
Well, they may not, but I still want
to. They keep saying, no, she's Norwegian. You know.
Yeah. How dare you? How dare you?
Anyway, so I thought.
You do a better Greta than I do, and I'm not sure what to think about that.
Well, it's more autistic than artistic. So, yes.
Wow. ABBA. You can't. That may be a war crime. You mentioned that.
It may be. To repeat it, you know, I can take a little ABBA every so often, but just nonstop. I mean, that could be considered, you know, cruel and unusual punishment.
I might be able to take Dancing Queen more than if they played like Fernando over and over and over. That would do it for me.
Yes.
I'd be jumping right off the ship into the sea. You'd never see me again.
Waterloo's a little annoying after a while, too.
Yeah, but at least it's upbeat.
Yeah. That's the one that got them their start, you know. That's the one where they won that Euro Challenge game show, whatever right. It is.
Yeah. Because I believe that was wasn't that a Beatles song?
Waterloo?
I don't think.
I don't know. I can't imagine the Beatles. Although, you know, with AI, I could imagine the Beatles singing that song now.
Yeah,
my favorite things is finding all these AI reinterpretations. Apparently, we're doing things like what was the last one I saw? Paradise City, which is by Chief, help me here.
It's too old a song for me to.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it was being redone as a 70s blues song, and it was impressive. It really was. Yeah. So it's but you know, AI unfortunately is, you know, making new songs out of old songs, and frankly, I'll be honest with you, some of the songs are a little more interesting than stuff I hear on the pop charts. I mean, I've said this before. They're you know, and every generation says it, but you know, we have stats now. The new music sucks. It's repetitive.
True.
It is predictable, and it is you know, I dare anyone in my nieces and nephews and sons generation to hum their favorite song. I dare you, because you can't, because there's no melodies.
But by the way, Waterloo wasn't original to ABBA.
No, Somebody else
wrote sung that? By sung by some man named Stonewall Jackson in 1959.
Wow. Okay. Well, that makes sense. I mean, you know, they were just starting out. Everybody starts out as a cover band, right?
Right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, my favorite band started out playing Zeppelin music, so yeah.
I heard, don't know if it's true, I saw something on YouTube that they're doing a last hurrah tour. Three members of Led Zeppelin and two members of the Beatles.
Really?
So at a minimum, you would get, you would get Robert Plant, Paul McCartney, and
Richard Starkey. Actually, I think his name now actually is officially, he's like legally changed it to Ringo Starr.
Might as well, because that's the name that's bringing in all the dollar bills.
That's true.
Really?
He still actually tours. He's, you know, he had a couple of hits on his own.
Yeah. They all did, didn't they?
Well, yeah.
George Harrison had.
Yeah. And of course, you know, McCartney and Lennon, of course.
Well, Lennon hit a tree, right?
No, that was McCartney.
No, that was Sonny Bono.
Yeah. McCartney was in an auto accident, and the conspiracy is that man who is McCartney now is not the real McCartney.
Right.
So, yeah, the greatest hits are the ones people really don't know about still.
Right. Yeah, supposedly the song Come Together is Paul singing from the grave. One and one and one is three. You know, that kind of stuff. Right.
He was just teaching people how to count? Or?
No, because the three, because there's four of them, but if one's dead, there's only three left. So, yeah. Come together right now over me. Yeah. But, and if you ever look at the cover of that album, as they're walking across the street, Paul is the only one not wearing shoes. Because they buried the dead without shoes.
I won't get to wear my shoes?
No.
Why not?
Be lucky if you have pants.
I thought you were being buried in armor, Crutch.
So I think that would be a joyous idea. I'm pretty sure that my beloved will override any idea I have. Mostly for the protection of folks like y'all who would be carrying that casket. I'm already big. You don't need the extra 90 pounds.
Yes, we do. We need to fool those who come after us. This was the greatest.
This was the greatest prank in the universe, right? Somebody digs me up 1,000 years from now. Well, he died in the 20th. Wait a second. He's wearing chainmail armor. We know nothing about how long the medieval armor lasted.
Yeah.
Anyway.
This is the goal.
Yeah.
And I'm all for it.
Well, I'm going to go with a Viking burial instead. We're just going to float me out into the middle of the Potomac and set me on fire. What the heck?
That's illegal.
Oh, like I would fare, I will be dead.
I'll throw the flare for you.
No, you have to use a flaming arrow.
I've got both.
I know.
All right, I think we could probably do that. Is it considered bad form if, like, the arrow sticks in you?
No, that's ideal, because I'm the one that's supposed to be torched.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure
be careful where you land, because, you know, if I'm not dead and faking it, it's going to hurt.
Yeah, I was going to say, you better make sure you're dead.
I'll do that, I promise.
That's what the wake is for.
Literally. Make sure he doesn't wake.
Yeah.
Literally what it was for, yeah. We'll give you the last moment to, you know, hey, you've had enough fun, we all drank, we all said nice things about you, it's time to open your eyes.
Yeah, just in case.
Just in case. I still want the ringer. I want the dead ringer.
The little bell?
The little bell, yeah.
Oh, God, of course you do.
And then, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to make sure there's a little motor attached to the string, so like every so often it's just ding, 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 ding. messing with people.
Oh, so that when she's walking through the cemetery, she can push the button and it'll ring.
Or you even just have a motion sensor. Anybody walks by, it goes ding.
This is all possible.
I know, that's the worst part. That's the guy with the lawnmower. I am not cutting the lawn over there. Nope. Every time I'm there, he rings the bell. I gotta go.
So here's the thing. Have you seen the uranium batteries?
Uranium?
No.
Yeah. So I'm intrigued already.
They're batteries with 10,000 year lifespans. They can only power very small electronics.
Mm-hmm. But forever.
Only 10,000 years.
Right.
Okay. So, good enough. That's good enough.
Keep me in the pattern buffer until they can reassemble me.
So we get you going. We put the sensor on there. It's, mm-hmm. you know, and then it's not just a bell. Mm-hmm. We need pre-recorded things.
So, lovely outfit you have on today.
Or help me. I'm trapped down here. You can decide, since it will be you, but this might be necessary.
Yes. Looking, obviously I'm now going to have a tombstone with a 12-inch screen in it, right? Just me banging on the glass. Oh.
Well, I didn't think that far.
Why not? Okay, and on that funny, fun note, because we always like to leave you laughing, and there's nothing funnier than graveside humor. It's just, you know, it'll kill you.
Indeed.
It'll just kill you.
Oh my God. I was going to say you slay me, but, you know.
Yeah. So thank you once again, one and all. Hopefully we'll have some good news that, the collective brain power of Congress got its act together and did the right thing, but we could have an even more fun show if they didn't.
Yeah. Canine Protective Force has more brain cells.
Yeah. Well, we'll know next week, but before we go, a word from our sponsors.
Tonight's episode brought to you by Goon Special Cursing Service. Got someone who did you wrong or is just a bad person? Want to let them know and not take the trouble to travel yourself? Goon will spit on their grave for you. Just provide a name and location and forget about it. Price is slightly higher if the individual is still, you know, alive. And Happy Pole announces a new special rate for our adult day spa and lodgings. Since you don't know how long the shutdown will last, now you can rent a room by the hour. Don't forget to ask about our secret menu and the Robert Kraft special. And the McDonald's app, featuring deals that don't exist in this universe. Using proprietary technology, the Mickey D's app shows you deals not available in your space-time continuum. Confounding the drive-through staff and turning them into drooling zombies as they try to figure out what to do. You deserve a break from reality today at McDonald's. Swimming with the Fish is produced by Happy Pole LLC. Copyright 2025, all rights reserved.